your host with the most.
We got a great act for you tonight. You're gonna love him. I love him.
My wife loves him. A little bit too much, if you know what I mean. This is Milky Joe and the Co-Nuts.
Isolation. My name is Milky Joe. I guess it's so flow. I look around. Oh, there ain't nowhere to go. You drank the milk, sent you Coco Loco. You try to hide, but I'm already inside. Give my hand, feel my Coco Bits. Je m'appelle Jean Monnet.
We'll be right back. Upon me as she never smiled before, and I've now just lots of money, I'm a gent. Yes, I've now just lots of rhino, I'm a gent. As I walk along the word too long with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, she must be a millionaire. You can hear them sigh and wish that I will see them wink the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walk along the quiet boulevard with an independent air, and hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. And hear them sigh and wink, and I will see them wink the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I stay indoors till after lunch, and then me daily walk to the great Bramble Arch, each one grand Bramble March. Observe, white observer, with the keenness of a hawk, I'm a mass of money, linen, silk, and starch. I'm a mass of money, linen, silk, and starch. Anybody see my voice? You can't be saying to the choir. As I walk along the point, Boulon with an independent air, and hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. And hear them sigh and wink, and I will see them wink to the other eye, as the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walk along the point, Boulon with an independent air, and hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. And hear them sigh and wink, and I will see them with the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I patronized the tables at the Monte Carlo Hill till they hadn't got a tooth for the Christian or a Jew. I then flew off to Paris for the charms of Mademoiselle, who's the darling of my heart, what can I do? Well, with 20 tongues, she swears that she's through. Now, I think we're ever ready. I'll sing this chorus in the French language. Quand je balade au coin de bouillon et le long des grands boulevards, il m'attire tous les regards, on crie, c'est lui, le blanc. Je n'ai pas une ni blanche, ni brune, ni droite, pas d'un bon ni fortune, ni fille, tout est la banque à Monte Carlo. Oh, look at it. And I walk along the point de bouillon with an independent air, and hear all the girls declare, he must be a millionaire, and hear them sigh and wink, and I will them wing to the other eye, and the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
She has accepted my invitation to work in the fields. She understands the culture of tobacco. The people are sorry. The loss of my wife, daughter. I'm going to go to the hospital.
She understands the culture of tobacco. can chase forever. Cause in the morning there's a million names to choose from. You don't care, just take one. Leave a place to rest on. Because you're too young.
Shit. left or right, Tony? Left or right?
All right.
It's a simple question, left or right?
I can't work under this kind of pressure.
Great, brilliant, we've overshot. Well done, Tony Harrison.
What, very good. Missed the turning?
We're going to have to go all the way round now, because it's a one-way deal.
You absolute jerk-off.
How dare you, you cleft? You've got one job, Tony, one job, and that's to read the map.
My navigational skills are second to none. It's just that you put the map too far away from me.
I'm sorry, Tony, I'm sorry. I'm just used to working with people with a little bit more than a one-foot reach. Where are we? What are we going to do?
We could ask someone.
Who are we going to ask? The moon?
That's not a bad idea.
Fine, let's ask the moon.
Let's do it then.
One time, I saw a man looking at me, yes, with his eyes. And then he picked up a tube, and he looked in the tube, and he made the moon big inside the tube. The moon big inside the tube. Oh, telescope.
You see, that is why you do not ask the moon.
Listen, I took a chance, all right? We asked the moon. I didn't know he was an alabaster retard, did I?
You were a disgrace, Tony.
To be honest, I feel a little bit sick.
Oh.
I do suffer from motion sickness.
Oh, really? Do you?
You should see me on coaches. It's even worse.
Well, that's dynamite, Tony.
As for ferries, I'm all over the shop. When me and Mrs. Harrison go to Calais, it's a nightmare. I'm on the deck the whole time.
Take me through every mode of transportation and how each one makes you hurl, Tony, while we're lost. So...
Horses? I'm good on horses.
If you can't even handle a little carpet, what are you going to do when we come to the crunch?
Oh, my word! Are we back to the crunch?
The crunch. What are you going to do?
Here we fucking go. The crunch this, the crunch that. Why are you so obsessed with the crunch?
You want to know about the crunch?
I do, yes.
Because you are going to meet the crunch a little bit before me, my friend.
Oh, this is an outrage! Taboo, you slag!
Kurt Schwitters spricht Teile seiner Sonate mit Urlauten. Der Bebe, der Bebe, fünf, der Bebe, fünf, der Bebe, fünf, der Bebe,
just above the ground, ground, ground. And Gala puts a burnish on his steel. Anna with her feelers moving round, 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 is sharpening her needles on the wheel. Shine, 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 and gonna burn the leader on the fuse. Bundle up the numbers, counting 3, 6, 9. Here's Anna building webs across our shoes. Celebrate the loss of one and all, all, and separate the torso from the spine. Bergamender bouncing like a ball, ball, ball. So Bergamender, bargain, blender, shine.
Oh, 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 oh
longer for good. If you do chuka, 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 longer for good. Brum, brum, longer for good. See you, lum, tru, lum, dum, tru, longer for good. Rum, tu, tu, longer for good. See you, lum, tru, lum, dum, tru, longer for good.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. When I think about America's great need today, my thoughts are one thing. America's greatest need today is men dedicated to God. Say that with me out loud. Men dedicated to God. Say it again. Men dedicated to God. My search across America is for manpower. Manpower dedicated unto the Lord.
In all this message tonight, I talk about America. I want you to know that I'm
not an outsider knocking this country. I'm an insider helping this country. I'm not throwing vocal rocks or verbal accusations at America. Because I think about my own life, I travel about 150,000 miles a year. I speak in nearly all 50 states each year. I speak in over 200 different major cities, an average of 3 to 5 times a day.
Everything you read in your school system in Paris, the last day in our say that with me. Awake, out of sleep.
These two guys I live with, they try to use the book to impress these girls.
Oh, I'm Naboo. Nothing's ever my fault.
What's it got to do with you?
It's got everything to do with me, and more to boot.
It's never like me, have you?
No.
And you're perfect, are you?
I'm pretty good.
I've seen your CV. There's nothing on it. I live my life.
Live your life? You live with a couple of dust bags and an ape. What? You are an ape.
Yeah, you've read all the books, but when it comes to the crunch, where are you?
The crunch? How dare you speak to me of the crunch? You know nothing of the crunch. You've never even been to the crunch. Oh, little Dayton rather crunch. We can all go as tourists. Oh, that's a bit of crunch. Shut it.
Look, I'll sort it out. Just give me more time.
Well, perhaps I could grant you an extra 24 hours. How can you allow this? He is guilty. It is written in the law of the shaman that if you lose the book, your powers will be suspended. I know this.
This is an outrage. You must do your duty.
He must be punished.
He must be punished. He must be punished.
He must be punished.
Silence. I'm afraid on this occasion, Sabu and...
Tony
Harrison. Tony Harrison are right. Your powers must be revoked. Your familiar impounded until further notice.
Oh, but I DJ at Fabric on Tuesday.
Not anymore, you don't.
Oh.
Can I still get on the guest list?
Maybe.
And now, though it pains me to do this, we must all turn our backs upon you.
Look, I'll get the book back, you'll see. I won't let you down. I'm the boo, that's who.
Whatever.
You plumb the boo, your powers have been revoked.
Yeah, I've got a travel card.
Maybe I was too slow, dog.
I will get that book for you, sire, but it is a dangerous mission. I shall assign you a partner.
Very well, I will go with Kirk.
Kirk is not to be trusted in these matters. Kirk is a violent, sexually deranged being from the fourth dimension.
Kirk, is it true you are still an erotic adventurer of the most deranged kind?
Yes.
Very well, who should I go with?
You shall go with Tony Harrison there.
Oh, come on. Early tests.
As Philip Dick was marveling at the special
effects.
As Philip Dick was marveling at the special effects.
As Philip Dick was marveling at the special effects. If you need to move me around, do I slot in the back like a painter? If you're against the proposed system, I've got the wheel that clicks into my chin like a skate.
What are you, a kid? Am I going to have to assemble this Kinder Egg and take him with me?
Tony has a gift for strategy.
A gift for strategy?
That's right, I'm a unique thinker.
Right, let us hear one of Tony Harrison's strategies.
Come on, Tony. Don't let me down.
I say we move with haste. We retrieve that book. We fetch it back in a bag and quite quickly.
Oh, dear.
Just give me 5 minutes. I can come up with something else. I only need pen and paper and someone to write down my ideas.
You are a knob.
Oh, if I was a younger man, I'd take you on. Come on, let's see what you've got.
Look, I can't have this kind of guy in the field when I'm trying to work.
You shall go with Tony Harrison, and that is the end of it.
Very well, sir. But if, when it comes to the crunch, he lets me down, I shall hold you personally responsible.
Likewise, if this prick screws up, I'll ditch him quick smart.
For someone who looks like a bull...
Sometimes I wonder at the team I have assembled here.